glad to see you, folks. I was hoping that someone would visit me today.
Oh, yeah, you are now listening to the sounds of...
satire.
I've never met a Sasquatch before.
I told them all about you.
I pray your Holy Spirit bring to us...
all sorts of sounds and vocal effects.
Darndest thing I've ever seen.
I'm gonna play some for you right now. You let us see what y'all can do.
Nobody wants to listen. Not my parents, not my teachers, nobody!
In a specific situation we're talking about in this video, we're almost being abducted. And if you do get dizzy, breathe through your nose.
Out with it, Bobby.
A hazardous act in the air.
This throws off the aroma
of women's butts.
Fresh, clean scent.
Can be fun and profitable.
Insanity.
Also affects our profitability.
The old man is crazy. He's lost his mind.
Crazy about nuts. Couldn't get enough of them.
Every woman has two
testicles.
Even if they could get along without them.
Just as every man has two
boobs. Your son has grown female breasts. Your family may be entitled to
absolute disgrace.
Are you happy that you have breasts?
Ultimately, I'd have to say yes.
Make certain the operator knows they're there.
Operators are standing by.
I got two
breasts.
Thank you. They're beautiful.
The careless operator can get himself in trouble.
Let's hear what the operators are saying.
Something very peculiar is going on.
In the crime lab of the Batcave.
And many people hold Batman responsible.
We want to know who is responsible and why.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
Paul the Apostle said,
I am not a bunny.
In Acts 17 and 31, Paul was preaching, and listen to what he said.
He said, even Jesus Christ couldn't have saved me.
Jesus gave the men some strange directions.
And Jesus said to his disciples,
kill in the name of Satan.
Now all we have to do is follow him as Jesus told us to do.
I'd rather have Jesus than
this vile display
of all eating brands, including fluoride toothpaste,
made with a pharyngeal or glottalic ingressive airstream mechanism.
Huh?
The bilabial implosive stop is ba.
A ba, a ga, a ta. Vila, ga, ah.
What are you talking about?
Sexual maturity.
And all sorts of funny animals.
Animals, penises, that is.
I love animals. All animals.
I guess you could say we have a sex life.
The other animals don't like me.
The serpent crept up and said,
we're waiting to decide about making love.
I'll do it, said Mrs. Beaver.
Sometimes it's easier said than done,
said the muskrat lady.
I'm glad you told me that,
said Hedgehog.
Okay, we see what's happening here,
said the frisky puppy with a sigh.
When Dr. Possum arrived, he said,
I'm the fucking machine.
Mrs. Beaver said she'd help, but she'd have to bring her twins, too.
As the monkey said,
just let me fuck the shit out of you right now.
They say accidents will happen.
Then there was a king who made everyone follow his silly rules.
Make a fist with one hand and grab your fist with the other hand.
Get down your knees.
Meet your friend and mine, Canvas Kapok.
Hit him forcefully on the back 4 times. Carry him to the nearest sofa so he can lie down. Make him drink a glass of water.
And poke needles in him.
Ouch! Ooh!
Show him who's boss.
Remember, I'm the boss, and I give all the orders.
Right. Okay, boss.
Come with me to the dungeon.
You must follow the daily checkout schedule posted on your lift truck.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Full of noisy, foolish boys.
Let me handle this.
You see his penis?
Yes, I do.
Peel off the skins and eat the tasty flesh inside.
What a great idea. I like that.
I don't think that's a good idea, Oscar.
Go touch his dick!
Suddenly, out of nowhere, the hand of a man appeared and began to write strange words on the wall before the king.
Night suit, their bunk witching could get a bit of... especially if I'll do is it somebody to play during the day, especially in the summer days.
None of his wise men could understand the lettering. Belshazzar cried out to them.
I am a naughty puppet!
I know it means something, I just don't know what.
All of the king's wise men came to look at the strange writing. One man could tell you the answer to this mystery.
That's Osama bin Laden.
He always has something wonderful to eat.
Well, what have you got?
Alcoholic beverages.
1 gallon per person is accepted by FEMA and the Red Cross as the very basic requirement. So for 1 month, 30 gallons per person is your target. Fill every container that you use
with sardine spread and garlic.
The Maine Sardine Council, among other groups, is very concerned about this problem.
Check out your disaster preparation.
Check out my butt.
Let's move on.
Towards the hole.
It has stuff in it that'll make you even sicker than you are.
There was nothing in there but shoes and junk.
This son of a bitch right here
found a hole in my ass filled with thousands of
peanut butter sandwiches.
I'm just so happy that God has blessed so many of us with
satanic books, gory movies, and heavy metal music.
May the Lord bless you and help you to see this information.
Infect thousands of people already.
This would be my opportunity to escape.